Look, they're all tough games, and we've got over the line in a few of them recently, just about. Down in Cove, it could have gone either way. Against Shelburne, it could have gone either way, and didn't go either way, and they end up, if you like, with a nil-all draw. Up in Cabinteely, we stumbled over the line 1-0 against Drogheda. I'm sure Drogheda are wondering how we won the game at the last kick of the game in a penalty, or with John O'Flynn's goal. Wexford went on Friday night and drew with a very good Drogheda side, albeit with even more so with 10 men, that the man sent off in the second half, Wexford, early, and they played the last 40 minutes in an injury time with 10 men and drew with a very strong Drogheda side. And added to the fact we have a poor record over the years in my time, and indeed before my time, this will bring huge difficulty as well, and we need to be at our very best to get something out of it. And that's the nature of it. I think the standings in the table don't count for a whole lot. Athlone themselves has strengthened in the window, and basically we've five huge games ahead of us, starting with Wexford, which could be the most difficult of all of them.
Yeah, and you must do so without Keith Cowan, who will serve an automatic one game ban after being sent off against Cove.
Keith was in a great run of form and was excellent in Cove and led by example. Unfortunately, the last kick of the game, basically he got sent off, and there's no one more disappointed than Keith. But he'll miss next weekend. Hopefully he won't miss too many games after that. It depends on what the referee's report is. But he is a loss. And the fact that we kept five clean sheets in a row there, he was an integral part of that. But we've got a plan without him. And we've good people to come in there that will fill his place. But it makes it more difficult. But look, that's part of it. And we can't have it all our own way.
Well, the games are running out, Ollie. Yeah. Five to go. Three of those fixtures are at home. But the danger is that, people... start to think it's in your own hands, etc., etc. There's a six point gap between Harps and Galway and Longford. So, but you'd be urging caution.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're never very good when we're not cautious. To put it that way to you, I just think that anybody can beat anyone in this division, including maybe teams maybe taking something off UCD at the other end, not just at this end. I think the gap has narrowed. With the bottom few teams, especially Athlone and Wexford, that have strengthened in the window. We feel we may have strengthened as well, as others have. But it's I think table positions is irrelevant, as please God the supporters that come out on Friday night see this will be a tight game on Friday night, and as the other five games since the break, they couldn't have gone either way. Now, maybe the exception of the second half against Longford, where we played quite well and probably deserve to win that game. The other games, including Cove at the weekend, we could have lost that 1-0. We could have lost 1-0 up in Cabinteely. We could and probably should have lost to Drogheda away from home, but didn't. So they're very fine and tight margins, and we probably need the people and supporters to be patient, but also to try and get behind us on Friday and the remaining four games after that.